When a town that's mostly white starts asking questions about racial diversity, the answers sometimes make people uncomfortable. For the past year, the Upper Valley town of Hartford has been trying to root out the structural bias that can prevent people of color from truly thriving within the community. Now, a committee that was put together to look at how the town can more fully embrace diversity just finished its report. VPR's Howard Wise-Tisman has more.
It's been a little over a year since a former Hartford Select Board member sent out an email with a racially insensitive cartoon of President Barack Obama. The email set off a firestorm in Hartford, and the town put together a committee to try to help the community heal and move forward. John Hall lives in Hartford, and he's chairman of the town's Committee on Racial Inequality. Hall, who is African American, says the cartoon was just the starting point for a deep and serious look at how structural racism plays out in people's lives.
So it's not just an email to me, and addressing it wasn't about addressing an email. It was about addressing a line of thought that goes back hundreds of years that is very deep and bloody, you know.
The committee's work was difficult at times. Three committee members resigned after some tough conversations about how racism can play into people's decisions and perceptions without them even knowing it.
I've encountered a lot of opinions that the committee is like rooting out racism or calling out racist people. And the idea of structural racism or implicit bias and white supremacy have had to be explained over and over again. And that examination includes using the word racism. And that scares people, that word.
Last week, the committee presented its recommendations to the Hartford Select Board, and they include having town officials take cultural diversity training and for the town to adopt a new policy on equity and inclusion. Simon Dennis is chairman of the Select Board.
I think what we're talking about is a town doing some soul searching and looking into what it takes to become as hospitable to people of color as we can possibly be.
As tough as the past year has been, Dennis says the really hard work is just beginning. Hartford is 98% white, according to the 2010 census. And Dennis says he hopes the town can now look at the policies around hiring, housing, business development, and policing that encourage a more inclusive community.
The conversation about race in the town of Hartford is not, at this point, a conversation about the overt forms of racism. It's more a question about the institutional racism and the way in which it becomes, you know, in the drinking water, if you will, to have a unconscious bias or preference in favor of the experience and understanding and needs of the dominant culture.
The Select Board has scheduled a special meeting on April 11th to discuss the committee's recommendations. For VPR News, I'm Howard Wise-Tisman in Hartford.